Brazil needs a victory to qualify for the next round, while Cameroon has no chance of advancing at this World Cup. VOA's correspondent Nicolas Pinault reports after two chaotic games, Cameroonians fans hope their national team will play better.
In the few blocks near Mané Garrincha Stadium, hotels have seen many fans from around the world since the kickoff of the World Cup tournament. But the Cameroonian group here is quite small. It is not a surprise, as many fans have already left Brazil, heartbroken by the performance of the indomitable Lions during the first two games. Businessman Nilo Tapé is one of the few who decided to stay.
He
says Cameroon fans are still here, but although discouraged, they will keep cheering for the Lions. He said they will not change their nationality because the team has been ousted from the cup. And even though they will not advance to the next round, the fans will enjoy the game. The trip to Brazil was very expensive for Cameroonian fans, between $78 and $8,700, according to Laurent Jiki, the tour organizer. This former Cameroon soccer player is running against time and money. Some fans left their hotels without paying, and he does not know how he will be able to compensate and make money. He says it's getting difficult because some just left, so he's working hard to find a solution and find money. And Jiki says the tour group returns home on June 25th, but he will leave on the 26th to make sure there is no issue. He says Cameroonians have notorious reputation for not paying, and he does not want that to continue. And nevertheless, the few Cameroonian fans remaining in Brasilia do not give up. They hope Samuel Eto'o and his teammates will proudly represent their country and prove the Lions are better than the poor image that they have shown so far. And Moïse Kamgan is an accountant. He says he hopes the team will restore Cameroon's image, even though they are ousted. He adds, against such a big team like Brazil, the players have the obligation to show that Cameroon is still a great country for soccer. Will the indomitable Lions please their fans? The answer comes late Monday.
That was VOA correspondent Nicolas Pinault reporting from the Brazilian city of Brasilia. Thanks, Nicolas. In Group F on Saturday, Nigeria pulled off a well-deserved win, and for how the win was received in Nigeria and more, let's go to Lagos and join Netline Africa's Segun on the dot at DMA.
Nigeria's victory triggered a massive celebration here in Lagos and across the country. This is because the victory has been long in coming. Nigeria's Super Eagles have waited for all of 16 years for a victory at the four-yearly FIFA World Cup. That wait is now over, thanks to Osaze Odenwige's goal in the 29th minute. That goal, a finish from close range, followed one of many powerful runs by strong striker Emmanuel Emenike after Nigeria fumbled in its opening group match against Iran. The result has raised hopes of the country reaching the round of 16. Only a point is needed by Nigeria from its last Group F game against already qualified Argentina to reach the knockout stage. In other words, Nigeria can advance with a result against Argentina, while Iran needs a win over Bosnia, a Nigeria loss, and a better goal differential than Nigeria before it can advance. Bosnia is already out of the World Cup, irrespective of the outcome of its final match against Iran on Wednesday, the same day that Nigeria will take on Argentina. As I reported earlier, Nigeria's victory on Saturday was celebrated by many soccer fans here. The match, which started at 11 p.m. local time, was played into the early hours of Sunday. But that did not prevent many fans from watching either from the comfort of their homes or at drinking joints and viewing centers. Jubilant fans later celebrated as if Nigeria had already qualified for the second round. The celebrations were reflected by local newspapers on Sunday. 16 years after, Nigeria get World Cup win was how the leadership newspaper reported the victory. Nigeria inches nearer round of 16 as Bosnia bows out of Brazil was the headline in this day newspaper. Other newspaper headlines include Bosnia-Herzegovina out of 2014 World Cup as Nigeria score first goal in the Vanguard, Super Eagles storm Bosnia 1-0 in the Nation, and Eagles overcome Bosnia in World Cup tie in the Punch. Congratulations to the Super Eagles of Nigeria. With two African teams, that is Ghana and Nigeria, back to reckoning at the World Cup, what is the fate of Africa's three other teams in Brazil? Cameroon has been eliminated after two successive defeats, as it is now sitting pointless at the bottom of Group A. Ivory Coast has a good chance to advance to the next round after winning one match and losing one. The team is second in Group C with 3 points and looks good to beat Greece on Tuesday in their final group match. And Algeria will need an outright victory against Russia on Thursday in their last group match to take advantage of its mathematical chance of advancing. Back to Saturday's fixtures. Another interesting match was that between Argentina and Iran. The match was closely watched here because both teams are in the same group with Nigeria. The way Iran was defending, it was always going to take a little magic from Lionel Messi to send Argentina into the second round of the World Cup. Until stoppage time on Saturday, Messi had been stifled by Iran's solid backline. Then, out of nowhere, the Argentina captain produced something very special, as he has done so many times for Barcelona, by scoring a stunning goal for a 1-0 victory. Goalkeeper Sergio Romero, who watched the match from the other end of the pitch, said Messi, quote, "rubbed his magic lamp and we won," end of quote. It was Messi's third World Cup goal since 2006. The fixture was also significant for him because it was his 80th appearance for Argentina, surpassing Diego Maradona's 87. Staying in Brazil, Ivory Coast players Yaya and Kolo Touré will stay at the World Cup despite the death of their younger brother. Team spokesman Eric Kaku said they were given the option of leaving the tournament after Ibrahim Touré died on Thursday in England at the age of 28. Kaku said on Saturday that Yaya and Kolo chose to stay with the team for its entire World Cup campaign. The Ivorians played Greece in their final Group C game on Tuesday and will qualify for the next round for the first time with a victory. The Ivory Coast Football Federation said Ibrahim Touré died on the same day his older brothers were involved in the 2-1 loss to Colombia. The federation didn't give a cause of death, but the British media reported that he had been receiving treatment for cancer. Finally, athletics. The world record holder for the marathon, Wilson Kipsang, and the women's world champion, Edna Kiplagat, made their racing debut in the Czech Republic on Saturday. Both were running the half marathon in Olomouc, from where Andy Edwards reports on the outcome.
It just goes to show that athletics can still spring surprises. What was billed as a duel in the men's race between Wilson Kipsang and the man who ranks number 3 in the world all-time list for the marathon, his training partner and fellow Kenyan Dennis Kimeto, failed to materialise. Instead, the pacemaker, Jeffrey Rono, also a member of Kipsang's training group, stayed alongside Kipsang from the start and went clear with a little over 2 kilometres to go and won in 1 hour 17 seconds. Kipsang finished 8 seconds behind. Dennis Kimeto, never in the hunt, was always in the trailing group and finished third, more than a minute adrift. The women's favourite, Edna Kiplagat, did live up to expectations. The world marathon champion broke the event record with 68 minutes 53, almost half a minute clear of last year's winner, the Ethiopian Betlehem Moges. Wilson Kipsang didn't seem too upset at the defeat and credited Jeffrey Rono with a fine performance. Kipsang had chosen him for his main pacemaker for the half marathon, a key point in his build-up for an autumn marathon. Now, Jeffrey Rono is certainly not one of the big Kenyan names, but he looks to have all the credentials to become one. His career record shows just one marathon, 2 hours 15 to his credit, run in India early last year. He now says he believes he can run under 2 hours 8 minutes for the marathon and felt no fear when racing against Wilson Kipsang. This race may well have marked the rise of yet another Kenyan star. This is Andy Edwards for VOA News in Olomouc in the Czech Republic.
Many thanks for that report, Andy. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now back to Douglas, the mighty Mpuga in Washington.
Thanks, Segun. As you just heard, Nigeria had a deserved win on Saturday while Ghana drew with Germany 2-2. VOA's Tadi Abeje has a recap of the two games.
What a thrill it was to watch both of Saturday's games. In the Germany versus Ghana match, both teams had many chances to score in the first half. Neither one did. That changed in the 51st minute of the second half, when Germany midfielder Mario Götze scored the first goal of the game. And 3 minutes later, Ghana midfielder Andre Ayew scored Ghana's first goal, bouncing off a corner kick by teammate Harrison Afful. Ghana scored again in the 63rd minute by forward Asamoah John. Shortly after, Germany tied the score with a goal by forward Miroslav Klose. He knocked the ball in from close range. Ghana head coach James Kwesi-Appiah had mixed feelings about his team's performance. He said, and I quote, "It was a great game. Germany is a big team, so our boys did well to match them. We created a lot of chances, but unfortunately we could not utilize our chances. We were really determined to fight to the end. On the whole, it was a very good game." For Germany, head coach Joachim Löw was impressed by how his team played. He said, and I quote, "I'm actually quite pleased because we showed great morale to come back from 2-1 down, despite conceding two goals from nothing. The result means Germany is on top of Group G on 4 points after two games. Ghana is still alive, earning their first point of the tournament." In the other big match of Group F between Nigeria and Bosnia-Herzegovina, the game was competitive and it had some controversy. Bosnia forward Edin Dzeko appeared to score the first goal of the game, but he was called for offsides. The replay showed that the referee made the incorrect call. Another controversy was of Nigeria forward Emmanuel Emenike. He seemed to have inadvertently clipped a Bosnian player's heels as he was making a move. However, the referee did not call a foul as Nigeria scored on that play by midfielder Peter Odemwinke. Nigeria goalkeeper Vincent Inayima had 7 saves, including crucial saves he made down the stretch. Bosnia head coach Safet Zvicic was disappointed that his team was eliminated and said that Nigeria deserved to beat them. For his part, Nigeria's head coach Stephen Keshi said he was happy about the way his team played and added the victory was for Africa. With Saturday's result, Nigeria takes the next step towards the knockout stages. Bosnia has been eliminated.